Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Carmen Pavlovich is going to be joining us in a couple of seconds. She's the producer of a fabulous show called King Kong. You know, in a world-first, Melbourne's Regent Theatre will bring to life the timeless love story of King Kong to the stage for its very exclusive Australian season. It features over 49 actors, singers, dancers, circus performers and puppeteers, and a crew of 76, and arguably the most technologically advanced puppet in the world, a one-ton 6 metre tall giant silverback King Kong. Well, Carmen, I don't know how you do it, but the Regent Theatre, what a spectacular venue.
Oh, it's great, and I love the whole kind of surrounds of Collins Street, and it was always important to us that King Kong felt like an event, and I think having it in that venue, in that sort of particular precinct of Melbourne, definitely gives the whole evening that kind of air. It's lovely.
So tell us, the idea of adapting King Kong for the stage began about 5 years ago. How did that all happen?
Well, I had accepted a job. I was working in London at the time, and I'd been asked to come back and look after the international rollout of Walking with Dinosaurs, and I said to my business partner then, Jerry, that I didn't want to come back for just one show. And so we hatched a bit of a plan about developing new work in Australia that could then go out around the world. And I was sitting in London on the eve of returning to Australia thinking, oh my God, I'm sort of inheriting this boutique animatronic company that had developed all of the animatronics for Walking with Dinosaurs. What would we do next? So, you know, it probably wasn't such a leap to come up with King Kong. But very quickly, the storytelling possibilities also started to dawn, and the sort of musical possibilities, and we suddenly realised that maybe we didn't need to do it in an arena like Walking with Dinosaurs had been done, that perhaps we could take it into a more traditional theatre setting. And that was a really thrilling question, because there was an awful lot of what we call proof of concept to get through in terms of working out, could Kong fit on the stage? How would he get on and off the stage? How would we keep everybody safe in such a small environment if there was a margin of error and he swiped his arm the wrong way? And once we'd resolved that, we were very exciting to put the show in a more intimate venue where we could really focus as well on storytelling and music.
I'd hate to think how much a big production like this costs to put on. I mean, from conception to doing it, it must be a huge, not only investment of time, but money financially as well.
It is a lot of money, and it's a big risk. There's no denying that. Australia is a very good market when it's a good market. And, you know, really a lot of our money has gone into the R&D process. So I don't know, I don't mean this to sound patronising, but I don't know that kind of the average person, you know, if you don't put on shows, you don't really know what they cost generally. So
that's right.
That's why I kind of think the numbers aren't entirely helpful, because I worry that people think, oh, they spent all that money and look, I can't see it. Well, you don't see it because we've spent it in the process. And, you know, we had a fully animatronic gorilla that we threw out and started again when we realised we wanted to go down this more stylized path. Well, those things cost money, but
they
don't really see the result on stage, of course.
Yeah, no,
So it is risky. It's a very ambitious show to be coming out of Australia. You know, we haven't been giving out the capitalisation figure, and everybody seems very interested in it and speculating a lot. But as I said, I just worry that it can be taken out of context.
I admire what you guys do. I think anybody that takes a risk to do something like this, you know, deserves a lot of success.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we did set out to do something different and to try and sort of bust up the genre a bit. There's lots about it that's recognisable as a musical, and lots about it that you think, oh, doesn't quite feel like the musical as I knew it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to try and reinvent the form. So,
there you
go. If we succeed or fail, I'll always be glad that we had a go at doing something different and we brought a level of innovation to our craft. I think that's important.
Carmen, thank you very much for joining us today on the program.
No problem.
King Kong, coming to the Regent Theatre near you. More details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.